Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now in Masechet Nazir on Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph at the fifth Mishnah in the fourth Perek, describing again the circumstance of a woman who took a Neder of Nazirut and at some point in the process her husband rejected it. Here we're going to deal with the end point. What's the last point at which the husband can reject it? Nizuaka le'achad min adamim. Let's say she completed her Nazirut, brought her Korbanot. One of the korbanot was already slaughtered, and the dam was already put on the mizbeach. Eno yachol afer. Tanakama says at that point he can no longer mefer, but that is the first point at which he can't be mefer. Anything before that, he could. He says even if any of the animals have been slaughtered, so it's a few seconds earlier, but even if the shechita had already happened, then eno yachol afer. We'll see what their disagreement is about. But the two of them agree that this only is talking about Tiglachat HaTahara. This is if she was a proper Nazira and completed it, and at the end of the period brought her Korbanot. But Tiglachat HaTuma, let's say that she was defiled and this is now the Korban of Tuma, Yafer. He can be Mefer even after the Korban is brought. Why? Shechol Amar Yafshibi Sham Menuvelet. I can't stand to have a disgusting woman. Now, Menuvelet in this context is different than it usually is. As Rashi points out, She'ina Shota Yayin. A woman who doesn't drink wine is seen as somehow less appealing, maybe because she won't drink with him, or because socially it's unacceptable for whatever reason. That's not what he wants, and therefore he can reject it even at that point, because after all, if she's doing Tiglachat Tum'ah, she's going to have another 30 days at least of regular Nazirut, during which she won't be able to drink wine. Rameir Omer, Af Petiglachat HaTahara. Rameir says, even if this is the proper at the point of Tiglachat HaTahara, and she is bringing the korban, yafer, shechol amar yafshi b'isham migalachat. He could say, I don't want a woman who is shaven. In other words, even if she's already brought the korban, at that point he can, if she didn't shave yet, he can say, I'm rejecting the neder, which means that everything stops at that point, and she isn't shaved. Now, Manita Nilok Rebbe Eliezer, our Mishnah, meaning the Tanakam and Rebbe Kiva, are not in accord with the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, we've met several times in this context, the Rebbe Eliezer Ha'amar Tiglachat Me'akevet, he's of the opinion that the shaving at the end of the process is indispensable to releasing the Nazir, or in this case Nazira, from the restrictions. The cave, and now the argument, the logic is played out. The cave under lo gilcha asir b'chamra. Since she hasn't yet shaven, therefore she's not allowed to drink wine. Obviously, in our context, she hasn't yet shaven, because that's what Rameir says, even after the korban, if she hasn't yet shaved, he could reject it because he doesn't want a shaven woman. Obviously, if she already shaved, it's too late. Cave under lo gilcha asir b'chamra. Since she hasn't yet shaved, according to Rebbe Eliezer, she can't drink wine. Came at the Idla Nivu Matzi Mefer, and since she's not allowed to drink wine, then even according to both Rabbi Kiva and Tanakama, because even for a little bit, she's bound from wine, he could say, I don't want a wife who's not going to drink wine. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that ban will be continue until she takes the haircut. And so even to that point, he could reject it. All right? And now, Tana Didan Savar, here's the machloket between our Tana and Rabbi Kiva, outside of the scope of Rabbi Eliezer, Kevan de Izdorik Alad Dam, La'altar Sharya Bachamra. Since there's already been Zrikat Adam, she's already Muteret. And that, by the way, Rabbi Kiva and Tanakama agree that the minute that one of the Korbanot has been brought and the Dam was spilled on the Mizbeach, she's already released, and therefore the husband has no claim, she's not drinking wine, and therefore he has no leverage or reason for rejecting the Neder. Valet Manivel, she has no more Nivel. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Afilu Ishtachitat Behema, even if the animal was already slaughtered, Ener Yachol Afer, why? It's a side consideration. Mishum Hefsed Kodshim, here's the consideration. If we slaughter the animal, and then at that point the husband rejects the neder, because she's still not allowed to drink wine for the next couple seconds before the dam is Nizrak, the next half minute, but what's going to happen is that that korban will now become pasul, and we're not allowed to do that to kodshim. So matkiflor bezera challenges mamai. Why not lizrok daman shelo lishman? Why don't we just do zrikat adam for a different purpose? In other words, deliberately foul up the korban, which in this case you'd be allowed to do, Because what would that permit? That would permit the meat to be eaten, as we'll see. V'yatir basar b'achila. Milo, Tanya, don't we have the following brayta? Kiv se'atzeret, the lambs that are brought on Shavuot. Sheshchatan shel lishman. Let's say that the shechita or the zrika, whatever the avoda was done, was shelo lishman. It was done for an ola, or it was done for a different shlamim, whatever. Shechatan lifnei zmanan, or was shechted before the zman, like before... like on the wrong day, or should we say shechted before the tamid, halachar zmanan, after the tamid shalvin arvayim, adam yizarek, you still put the dam on the mizbeach, v'basar yeachel, and the meat is still eaten by the kohanim. V'maitash Shabbat, if it was Shabbat, in which case we have a problem of putting the emurim on the mizbeach, lo yizarek, you don't put zrika, v'im zarak, if they did do zrikat adam, hurtza lahaktir emurin la'erev. The korban is accepted, and you could put the emurin on the mizbeach, not today, but tonight, after Shabbat, to be burnt up. In other words, we see that you are allowed to continue the process with brat shelo lishman, so why don't we do the same thing? Why is Rabbi Akiva bothered by, at the minute after Shechita, saying you can't ban it anymore because it's going to foul up the korban? So, you do the korban shelo lishman, it's still brought, it's still eaten, nothing is lost. Amri, the answer is, eat a shachat olo shlamim achinami. You know what? Rabbi Kiva would agree if the first korban to be brought was the olo or the shlamim. Alahacham, I ask, you know, what are we talking about? Gugon shachat chatat bereisha. That the first korban that was brought was the chatat. And the chatat, of course, if it's done shelo lishmo, is invalid totally. And therefore, we don't have that option. Kedinan, in gileach, alachat mishloshtan yatza. We have a Mishnah that says that if you do the tiglachat even after only one korban has been brought, then yatza. So that means conceivably the chatat was brought first, which it should be brought first. The chatat is always kodemet. The chatat is brought first. So Rabbi Akiva says the minute you've shechted the chatat, he can't ban her anymore, because then the chatat, if you then do this piece of doing it shelo lishmo, does really become invalid, gets thrown away, and Hefsed Kodshim militates against that. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, Mamed v'amruin tiglachat tahara v'tiglachat tum ayafer, right, that a man can still be mefer, according to Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva, if she was shaving and bringing korbanot because of tumah, because she has another 30 days ahead of her. Because he can argue, I don't want a wife who's not drinking wine. Rameir says you could even ban her if it's tiglacha tahara, because he doesn't want a wife who doesn't have hair. So how's Tanakama going to answer that? He says, she could wear a wig. Rameir would answer back, it's hot and it smells bad, etc., and therefore she doesn't want to wear it, and therefore it's not pleasant for him, and it's not pleasant for her, and maybe she will wear it, and it's unpleasant, and it smells bad, or whatever reason, it's not an ideal option. And therefore, the ideal, of course, is for her to not shave, and therefore, the husband still has a reason to be able to reject the man at that point. Okay, the next Mishnah is something that we touched upon earlier. Ha'ish madir b'no b'nazir. A man has the ability to be madir his son, means to administer an oath regarding his junior son, his minor son, that he'll be a nazir. Ve'ein ha'isha maderet et b'na b'nazir. A woman cannot do that with her son. Ketzad, how does this all play out? So we'll see that the ketzad here is a little bit unusual. This is not giving an example of how you could do such a neder, but how it may actually get interrupted. Gileach hoshulguchu krovav, if the son, after you took that neder, on his own, cut his hair, or some of the relatives stepped in and cut his hair, michau shemichu krovav, or he protested, or his relatives stepped in and protested, what are you doing to this kid? So then, the Nizirut is canceled, just like a woman whose Nizirut is canceled because her husband rejected it. Haitalo be'mam freshet. So then what's the halacha? This is exactly like we had before. If the father had set aside an animal's chatat ola shlamim, chatat tamud, va'olati krabula, v'shlamim yikrivu shlamim. Very simple, exactly like we had before. V'nachalim yomachad ve'en antunin lachem. And this was the shalom in the epigram that we saw a couple of days ago. Hayulu ma'ut stumin, if the father set aside money without designating it, yipulin dava, ma'ut mefurashim, and if it was designated, again, Ravashi's different definitions of designation, where you said, this is for my chova, or this is my for chatat olah shlamim, or the easiest one is where you divided them up into piles. Tmei chatat yachud yam ha-melach, lonen v'la mo'alin, tmei olah yaviu olah u'mo'alin bahen, tmei shlamim yaviu shlamim v'nachalim liyom achad ve'inan tu'unim lachem. So all of that is exactly like in the previous Mishnah, and like we saw in the subsequent sugya, which talked about the shalom and the shalah and shalachar kapara, etc. Now, the Gemara immediately wonders why only a father can do such a thing. Ish in aval isha lo mai tama. And now we will hear a disagreement that will sound very familiar. Rabbi Yochanan mar halacha hi ben azir. This is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said about the Ma'ot Stumim. It is a received tradition about Nazir, which is that only a father can do it for his son and not a mother. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, he quotes Reish Lakish, is saying, Kadei lechanchob b'mitzvot, the reason that you're allowed to be Madir, your son, to become a Nazir, is to train him to do mitzvot. In other words, it's not some unique tradition, but it's part of the general mitzvah of chinuch, which, as we will see, is at least in its detailed format, a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Now, we are going to see seven challenges against Reish Lakish's shita, each of which is comfortable, as I put in the notes, is very comfortable for Rabbi Yochanan's position, because the minute you say it's a received tradition, that's how the tradition works, this way and not that way. But the minute that you put it under the general rubric of chinuch, then it's open to challenges. We'll see seven of them, and we'll see seven responses. Yachi afilu isha nami. So then why can't the mother do it? So first day, kasavar ish chayav l'chanechet b'na mitzvot v'ena isha chayav l'chanechet b'na. Very simple. Rabbi Shlakish holds that only a father is obligated to train his child and not a mother. Good. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan da'amar halacha hi benazir. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it works. Amtulahachi beno in bitolo. That's why there's challenge number two. That's why it only applies to your son and not your daughter. Notice the Mishnah said amadir at beno and not bito. Father Shlakish afilu bito, but if it's for Shlakish, then it's not some special halacha, but it's the general halacha of chinuch, then why can't you do that to your daughter and make your daughter a nazira? He holds that you're not obligated to train your daughter to do mitzvot, but rather your son. There are many questions on that approach, but we will leave them for the sugi and kiddushin. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, again, it's fine. Then I understand why it's unique to Nazirut. We didn't hear this halacha in the Darim that a father can administer a neder to his son. We heard it in Nazirut, so I understand. It's a unique halacha in Nazirut. That it's part of the general principle of chinuch. Why doesn't it apply to Nidarim? The answer is Lomibayakamar. The answer is that we are picking a less obvious case here by pointing out Nazirut. Lo mi bai ben adarim da lately nivul, certainly in the case of nadarim, where the kid is simply being banned from dates or going to this place or talking to that friend, where there's no nivul involved. El afilu ben nazirut itle nivul, but even nazirut, which is going to cause some nivul as a result of not drinking wine, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, even so, the father is obligated to train his child, and therefore he has the right to do this. So in other words, according to this, Reish Lakish would agree that you could administer another neder to your son, and Nizirut is the chidush. All right, challenge number four. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan damar halacha hi benazir anuktani micha ushmichu krovav. Now, according to Reish Lakish, I understand that it's a unique halacha in Nazir. Then I understand why the Mishnah said that if the relatives protest, or the kid protests, it gets canceled out. That's the way the halacha was formulated. El Rabbi Yosef Chanina amar Shlakish, but according to Reish Lakish, do the relatives have the right to say don't train him? Why would that have any effect? The answer is, it's an interesting formulation, but we have to say that Reish Lakish will hold that any training that causes this kind of friction or this kind of upsetness is not something a father would want anyways. So the father says, I'm making my son a Nazir. He sees that the relatives protest or the kid protest. All right, so that's not something I want to train him to do. So this is challenge number six. Mishum hachi megaleach va'avid hakofa. This is challenge number five. That's why he could shave the kid. Because after all, if there's a halacha l'mashmi sinai, it says you can make your kid into a nazir. So that's why you're allowed to shave his head. After all, shaving somebody's head or shaving your own head is an isur torah, v'hakafa, lo takifu. So how are you allowed to, for the rabbinic mitzvah of training, to violate a Torah mitzvah of shaving his head, which is not mandated by the Torah, because this kid's not a nazir d'oraita? So the answer they give is, kasavar hakafar kol harosh midrabanan. This is a discussion we will find in the eighth parak, but whether or not shaving the entire head is under the rubric of lo takifu, or it's only when you shave part of the head. So Reish Lakish was told that shaving the entire head is not the Isur D'oraita. It's an Isur D'Rabbanan. V'chinuch min D'Rabbanan. And training is also a rabbinic mitzvah. Ati chinuch D'Rabbanan. V'dachi ha'kof D'Rabbanan. Using the same model as the Torah. Havasei docha lotasei. He says the asei D'Rabbanan of chinuch comes and trumps the lotasei D'Rabbanan of shaving the entire head. So, Bishtum Adar Rabbi Yochanan, this is the sixth challenge. The Amar Alacha Ibn Azir, Ahachi Megaleach Maiti Korban. Now I got a bigger problem, that at the end of this period, we're going to bring a Korban for this kid. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's fine, that's the Halacha. El Rabbi Yochanan Yom Rish Lakish, Kedel Chachom Mitzvotah, Kamaiti Chulim Azara. You're bringing animals that are really not Kodshim into the Azara. Because, of course, according to the Din D'Oraita, these animals are nothing because the kid's really not a nazir. So now, kasara chulin mazara lav d'oraita. He must hold that the prohibition of bringing non-hektish animals into the azara and bring them in his bech, etc., is not an isur d'oraita. And again, the mitzvah of chinuch d'rabanan is doche the lav of chulin mazara d'rabanan. Now, the last challenge, bishlam Rabbi Yochanan mar halachi ben azir. So we need a little bit of an introduction to this. Is that as I put in the note on top of the page, birds, fowl, are shechted in the normal fashion, from the front with a knife, both simonim or rov simonim. However, when they're brought as a korban, unlike other korbanot that are shechted properly, animal korbanot, a bird has malika, which is breaking from the back of the neck. And malika, if done outside of the mikdash, on chulin, is an avela. In the same way, shechita, if done on a bird that's hektesh, is also an avela. So therefore, you're going to be possibly bringing birds if this kid becomes Tomei. And if that's the case, then what do we have? We have, he's going to bring birds, and the Kohen's going to eat the chatat, which has gone through Malika. That's fine, because it's D'oraita. But according to Reish Lakish, the Kohen's eating an avela. You're going to bring a bird, which you're saying, okay, chulin the bazar is lav d'oraita. Okay, but still, you're going to have the coin eating the chatat that are brought by this kid who became tamei, which is really a regular bird, and didn't go through shechita. He's eating an avela. Of course, a simple answer would be, so in that case, the coin doesn't eat the chatat, but that's hefsed kodshim, if we're calling the kodshim. So instead we have a different answer, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he must fall like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, which is the Ein Shechita L'Of Min HaTorah. This is Sugya Chulin, about whether the Torah mandates Shechita on fowl, or whether fowl, Midoraita, are really considered to be like fish, they don't need Shechita, but Rabbanan, they need Shechita. So our Reish Lakish must hold like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, which is that Shechita T'Of is not Doraita, which means eating a bird that was killed in some other way, like Malika, is not a violation midoraita of Nevela. Chulin Mazar lav doraita. And again, he must add that Chulin Mazar lav doraita. So we have a bunch of rabbinic prohibitions that are being trumped by the rabbinic mandate of education, of training, and that's how we solve this. So we have gone through seven different challenges to Reish Lakish's approach to understanding, why only the father can administer an oath of Nizirut to only his son, not his daughter, and why the relative's protest is valid, etc., etc. And every one of these challenges was met and responded to. We will pick up at this point and continue the discussion in the next podcast and complete to the Mishnah and to the end of the Perek on Daf Lamed Amud Bet. Everyone should have a wonderful day.